Welcome back to another episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host. Today I'm back with another episode on integrations. In this integrations episode, I sit down with eMoney's Ricky Illegosh to talk about all of the integrations that eMoney has released in 2025 and what's still to come. You'll leave today's episode having a greater understanding of how these integrations can play a bigger role in the financial planning experience for yourself and your clients. I can't wait for you to listen. Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. Hey, Ricky, thanks so much for joining the podcast today. Before we get started, can you tell advisors a little bit about yourself and who you are and what you do here at eMoney?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Ricky Illegosh. I am the VP of Product Management here at eMoney, focused on our data products and integrations. So I joined eMoney, I want to say, 9 years ago. I think I just celebrated my 9-year anniversary here. Previously, I came from IBM. And before that, I spent some time at Lockheed as an electrical engineer and a computer engineer while I was there. So started out as a techie, transitioned into product management sometime over a decade ago, and never looked back.
Very cool. Well, awesome. And that's great. 9 years is so exciting. I feel like a decade will be here before you know it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Next September. Already got the date in my calendar.
That's awesome. So obviously, we're here today to talk about a lot of different things, but particularly with integrations. Integrations, it's a huge part of our life here at eMoney and of the eMoney application. So can you start really by telling our advisors, I guess, give them a bit of a high-level overview and some information on the integrations that eMoney has launched in 2025, and also just some information on how they differ from the integrations that were already available to them?
Yeah, absolutely. So 2025 is a big year for integrations. We've launched 8 new integrations this year so far. We have a couple more coming before the end of the year, so we're not quite done yet, but we're going to talk about the ones we launched. So the integrations we've launched this year so far are a little different in a couple different ways. One is the kind of partners we're integrating with. So we're sort of going after newer tech that's getting more prevalent in the advisor ecosystem, things like AI meeting assistants and more detailed estate planning tools. So those are sort of new to us as a whole as an integration partner. But what makes them uniquely different is eMoney has been opening up its data via APIs to these third parties to have them build the integration. And I know people that aren't technical, but what does this mean? And what it really means is it allows the third parties, these new integration partners, to push and pull data out of eMoney. So traditionally, eMoney was pulling data into the platform only as part of our integrations. Now we have data flowing in both directions with these new integration partners. So what this means is eMoney's data can be pulled in to these third parties that we've integrated with. And then any data collected in that new integration partner will also be available inside of eMoney in various ways.
That's so cool. I love to hear how this has kind of continued to evolve. And I also think it's great to really be able to say to advisors, you know, we're not done yet. We do have still so much more. I know we're in Q4 and 2026 is not that far away, but there really is still a lot happening here at eMoney throughout the rest of 2025. So especially with integrations, I'm really excited for advisors to get to see what's happening with that and what they have around the corner. What does the sign-in process look like for these new integrations?
Existing integrations inside of eMoney, you have instructions of things you have to do to make it connect between us and these integration partners. With these new third parties, we're still going to have those kinds of instructions, but the initiation and the connection between the two platforms is going to start with the third-party partner. So they're a little different in that case. But if you find yourself in the e-money platform going, man, I really want to turn one of these on, there'll still be instructions on what to do inside of that new partner's platform. So you'll be able to go there and make those changes and make those connections. As always, though, it sort of goes without saying, to make these integrations work, old and new, you got to be a licensee of both e-money and whatever this third party is as a whole. So you have to work with both of our organizations and products to make it work to begin with. And then you have to go through the integration steps to make it so.
That's an important disclosure for sure, but I love to hear that it's a pretty seamless process in terms of being able to sign in still, because of course, I think that that's just like a huge part of technology today is things just sometimes are so difficult to get into. So I love to hear that it is a pretty seamless process for our advisors. What areas of financial planning do the integrations that have been released so far in 2025 focus on? I know that we have so many integrations right now and even pre-2025 that focus on just a variety of client needs and advisor needs. So what are some of the focuses for these integrations that have been released in 2025?
I'll start off with the ones I mentioned earlier. So I mentioned earlier estate planning. So estate planning capabilities, eMoney has their own, but there's some specialty tools out there, Luminary, Vanilla, Wealth.com. These are new partners we added this year, where they go a bit deeper into the estate planning capability. And we hear a lot from our clients that they would really love if we entered data in one of these platforms to be available in the other. And that's what these integrations essentially do. So if you're capturing facts in one of our, in eMoney, it can show up there, in Vanilla, Wealth.com, or Luminary, and then vice versa. Moving on to the next category of integrations we added was the AI meeting note takers that I mentioned earlier as well. We started with two integration partners here with Zox and Jump AI. Now, these are a little different and new to the game. So I'll go over what an AI note taker is. Advisors, when they're meeting with their clients, will virtually or even in the office, they may use Teams or Zoom or something else to capture the meeting. They integrate these AI note takers integrate with these meeting tools and captures the transcripts and then uses Gen AI capabilities to parse apart those transcripts to identify facts that can be then populated inside of the eMoney platform. If somebody mentions their income or how much they have in an investment account or who their wife's name or husband's name is, things that are useful to be inside of eMoney as part of the planning process, these AI note takers will capture that. And it's not just that they do that. They have their own interactive interface as well, where when before the meeting starts, they may reach into eMoney, pull out various information around the people that they're going to meet with. So the advisor can see that in Zox and Jump, go into the meeting very educated on who they're meeting with and various pieces they know and don't know about those individuals. And then at the end of the meeting, you get all of that relevant data that was grabbed during the meeting and pumped back into eMoney as a whole. Very useful tool, becoming very, very prevalent amongst our advisors across the board. Moving on to other integration types, because again, we did eight of these, so we have couple different categories. We did an integration with Tolerisk. So Tolerisk is a top requested integration by our users, wholly focused on risk assessment and risk tolerance scoring. So we already have integrations with others that do this, but Tolerisk was one of the top asked for ones that we didn't. So we went ahead and added that to the integration list. And then I'm just going to sort of finish off with last one being YCharts. We just recently released an integration with YCharts. YCharts is investment data and economic analysis tool. So they live in a space similar to Morningstar and others, if you know this ecosystem. And what this integration does is allows somebody in YCharts to see the e-money holdings and investment data inside of YCharts. So they get the whole portfolio for a client into YCharts and then do what they're good at with all of the various analysis tools that they have, to really look at it from an investment analysis side of the house. Stuff that really isn't done inside of eMoney today as a whole. So that's full list of things we've done integration-wise this year.
That's amazing. The list is certainly very extensive. And Obviously, there's so much to be said just about the fact that integrations help really kind of build that connection between e-money and other fintech partners, but also in the sense that there's then all this data that's able to be captured. And I know that you talked a little bit about how these integrations focus on different areas. So obviously we have LuminaryWealth.com, kind of more estate planning focused, and then you have more of the note-taking integrations. So with kind of the variety that we have, what kind of data and documents can now flow between e-money and these platforms?
So we'll go in the same order. So we'll start off with the estate planning tools. The capability here is for advisors inside of VanillaWealth.com and Luminary is to be able to import client information, be profile information, entity related information, financial data that's already been captured in e-money into their platforms to essentially eliminate the data redundancy of entry that you have to do. It depends who you're hearing from the product side of e-money. You may have heard the term advisor swivel chair. What that means is advisors a lot of times have to have multiple fintech applications open and enter the same client data in each of those platforms. And it's a giant time suck. And by providing this kind of integration for these estate planning tools, if they've entered all the data into eMoney, it now just makes it very readily available in one of these estate tools for them to do what they're going to do on the estate side of the house. Walking down the board from the AI meeting assistants, I sort of walked through this one in a good amount of detail, but I'll do an overview here. Before the meetings that these AI meeting assistants usually take part in to capture data, they will call into eMoney and ask eMoney essentially, what do we know about this advisor? So any facts, any profile information, financial data around that advisor that can be populated into Zox and Jump AI provides the advisor insights into what they know and don't know. So it's an important topic for an advisor when they're talking to a client to understand, where are my gaps in data and things I need to understand about this client so I can do the best job possible in creating a financial plan for them. So that provides that kind of gap analysis in those AI meeting note takers. And then they have the conversation, they do the meeting. And right at meeting end, they will then push all the newly found information into eMoney as a whole. When it comes to Tolerisk, our new risk assessment integration partner, it enables users to essentially quickly import clients from eMoney into Tolerisk. Just getting all of similar profile data we've talked about with these other integrations into their platform. Again, just another way to cut down on the multiple places they'd have to enter this profile information into. I covered it with YCharts. YCharts is going to, again, hit that client profile information. But they're also going to really focus on the client portfolio and holdings, because that's really what makes them different and unique in the advisor tech ecosystem. They need that data to run all those various portfolio analytics, risk and allocation analysis. They do side-by-side comparisons. They do really interesting stuff on the investments management side of the house and need that data to make it useful. I do have one more integration that I actually didn't mention so far. So we've already had an existing integration with Black Diamond where they put performance reports in our vault, and we have bidirectional SSO. So people don't have to log into both our platforms. They can go from one to the other and back. But we just recently enhanced that integration with Black Diamond. So the enhancement with Black Diamond is now if you are in Black Diamond and you're an advisor and you're looking at a client's overview inside of Black Diamond, you'll be able to see the e-money probability of success score. So if they built a plan and they have this integration for that client, they'll be able to see the plan score essentially inside of Black Diamond, giving them a view, more holistic view inside of Black Diamond of that client and what they've done with them. Hopefully that wasn't too much data on where all the integration points are.
No, I think that that's awesome. And I also think it's a great reminder for us to be telling advisors, like, yes, we're always looking at potential new integrations and new fintech platforms and companies that could really help give advisors the best overall comprehensive experience for planning for their clients. But also, we're taking a look at these companies that we already integrate with and improving the integrations that already exist and enhancing those. So I love that you mentioned that and also all the other data that's flowing through. So obviously, you could almost say like there's an integration for everyone. For there's just such a variety that currently exists within eMoney, and that, you know, we've only added to that throughout 2025. So we have a ton of different parts of the eMoney application, obviously, and I'm assuming that most listeners today are very familiar with the variety of components within the application. But with that being said, what other parts of eMoney do these integrations impact besides just the integrations tab?
Yeah, I mean, when I guess it's eMoney speak when I say things like facts. What we're talking about there is client profile information. So it could be anything from first name, last name, address, phone number, to family tree kind of layout, to their account information. So they have, you know, these five investment accounts, they have these balances, these holdings, to these kinds of checking accounts and various other kinds of accounts that you can have inside of eMoney. If Zox or Jump, for instance, is got the capability, if they hear any of that kind of information during a meeting, to make those updates inside of eMoney. And that data pretty much matters everywhere inside of eMoney. So if you're building a plan, it's being built off of all of the facts that make up that client and their household. So it's pretty impactful. The data that's used in general. I mean, it's really the crux of what we make plans out of.
Okay, on the impactful note, how do you expect these integrations to really just improve the overall experience that an advisor has in planning eMoney?
Yeah, I touched on it before. It's all an efficiency play. So if you could imagine today, say you're an eMoney user, you use Luminary for your estate planning, you use Tolerus for your risk tolerance, and you use Y charts, since these are topics we all talked about today, for your investment management analysis. If you were an advisor before these integrations and you wanted to use all these tools as part of your essentially your tech ecosystem, because they each provide their own value, you would have to enter in all of this client account and profile and fact data into every one of these applications repeatedly over and over again. By providing an integration into eMoney, you can enter it just in eMoney and then have this data propagate to the various platforms and not have to deal with any of the data re-entry. We call the swivel chair. You can imagine you're typing it in here and then you're typing it in there. You're rotating as you do it. No more. You can just have an integration with eMoney. And you've now just cut all that redundancy.
Yeah, I love that. Also, to add, I just think the level of data that these integrations capture is just so much more than, let's just say, like just entering your client's data into facts and going from there. Like, let's say you're not utilizing any integrations, and then you go to utilizing integrations, the level of data that you're going to be getting then, and the level of data that you're going to be able to work with to create a comprehensive plan, it's just night and day.
Totally agree.
How can these new integrations enhance the end client experience? So we've talked about how it can enhance the advisor experience, but we're always looking to really understand how can we also improve the end client experience?
No, it's a fantastic question. And Every moment an advisor can save doing the office management data reentry stuff allows that advisor to spend more time talking with, meeting with their clients. And that is where the true value comes through with an advisor-client relationship. It's through that collaborative planning experience that they truly build that relationship. And this provides them more time to do that. Now, also, the client benefits from probably a better all financial plan, taking all these tools into account in a way more seamless manner. Clients are going to benefit from that greatly.
I love that. Yeah. it's great to hear, I think, obviously how it can help the advisors, but beyond that too, how it can also help the end client. Okay, so if you had one piece of advice for advisors as they work with these new integrations, what would it be? Because I know it can be a little bit overwhelming. It's a lot to take in. So what's maybe one piece of advice that you would give them?
Take the time to figure out how the integration works as a whole, but then also evaluate how it can work in your workflow, right? So these integrations existing may change the way an advisor goes about doing their business now, right? They don't have to do possibly this double typing, or maybe they do things in a different order. I would really take the time, first, understand what this integration does for you if you were to turn it on. And then secondarily, really look at your overall process and go, can I change it? Can I streamline it? Can I do something differently now that the part of it is likely optimized?
As we look ahead into 2026, even beyond, how do you feel the current advisor feedback that our team is getting is really shaping the future of integrations in the platform?
It's a direct correlation. It's a one-to-one. And product management here at eMoney, advisor feedback is the reason these integrations get done. It's our top requested integrations. These are the most asked for touch points. Obviously, we're looking to see who the market leaders are, and we're looking at where the trends are in usage and things of that nature. But all of that's derived from advisors using it and wanting those integrations and those touch points. So we highly, highly value advisors providing us that feedback.
Yeah, it's great to hear what advisors are loving in the platform, what they want to see more of and experience. So on the advisor feedback note, my final question for you today is, if we have a listener who, you know, has a platform that they wish was integrated with eMoney or into eMoney, what can they do to make that happen or make their voice known and heard when it comes to asking eMoney to integrate with that platform?
Hugely important question. So we typically say, if you can find the user voice portal, eMoney's user voice portal, where you can go in and request features or vote up features that others have requested. We look at that almost every single day. So we're trying to understand what are the most asked for new features, but there's a whole section there on integrations, and our integrations area constantly goes in there and looks at what are people voting up the most. If that's not something you're comfortable with or used to doing, there's other ways of going about it. Contact whoever your eMoney counterpart is. It could be someone in sales or support. Ask them and request it via them. They go to the same place. They go to user voice and they enter that in for you on your behalf or vote it up, just to make sure that product management gets all of that feedback as a whole.
Absolutely. Yeah, we really do. I think even beyond integrations, I think eMoney in general really does try to listen to advisor feedback. But obviously, speaking about integrations today, I think it's great for advisors to leave today's episode knowing where they can go to request that information. So, Ricky, thank you so much. This was so insightful. And I love to obviously share with our listeners kind of that recap of all of the integrations that we've launched in 2025 and what's yet to come, and obviously what's coming in 2026 too. So I know advisors have a lot to be excited about. So thank you so much.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. And if you ever want to talk any topics around data integrations again, please reach out.
Thanks for catching this episode of eMoney's Knowledge Base Podcast. Ricky had a ton of great information to share on our recent integrations. And as a reminder, we love to hear from you. We love both feedback on what you want to see in eMoney, like all of these integrations, and feedback on what you want to hear on the podcast. Please send us a note, comment, or question at knowledgebasecontent@emoneyadvisor.com. And I'll catch you on another episode soon.